Intro and then you can come in as well. I
Yeah,
make a
sure.
little countdown before I go live so you can prepare. 3, 2, 1, go. Hello world. I'm Zenit, and welcome to this episode of the 404 podcast. Today, my co-host Juke is missing, sadly, but I have a new guest today, which is Pwn Function. He's a YouTuber himself, but let's make him do the talking. Hello, Pwn Function. Who are
Hey,
you?
how's it going?
Quick
Yeah,
question.
fantastic.
Sorry, quick question for the chat. Can you even hear us?
Yeah. Can you guys hear us?
Last time we got a little bit of technical issues at the beginning.
Ah.
But I think we should be just fine now. Anyways, let's. Sorry for interrupting you. Who are you? Tell our listeners who you are, what you do, but briefly.
Yeah, sure. I'm 21. Currently working as a security consultant, but pretty much means that I work. I'm kind of like self-employed, and I have a YouTube channel. That's all it is.
Nice. Thank you for you to know. For our listeners, if you want to check out his channel after the stream or after listening to the podcast, of course, you can check out the description down below. There is a link to his channel so you can watch his videos. By the way, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, it is also available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and every podcast app out there. So, if you don't have time or the bandwidth for a full video, after we go live, I'll upload it to these platforms as well. Now, with that out of the way, let's dive right into it. And maybe for some of our listeners, they will know what comes first, and it's the hacker quiz. It's called hacker quiz because I still haven't found a better name for it. I think now it doesn't even have something to do with hacking. But a brief explanation. Today we have three questions. They're all true or false questions, so it's like back to school.
All right.
I will tell you three statements individually, and you have to say every time if they're true or false.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and by the way, every time you fail, you have to tweet something.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, and every time you fail, for every fail, the tweet becomes more and more funny.
Insane, yeah.
Funny.
Oh, okay, cool.
So let's start with the first statement.
All right.
The original name of Windows was Interface Manager.
Oh, was it true or false?
Yeah. I can also read that.
Interface manager?
Yeah, was the original name of Windows.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad with history, but I'm gonna go with true.
Okay, I'll tell you at the end how much you got right and how much you got wrong.
Oh, okay, cool.
The next one is Jimmy Fallon st studied computer science. Do you know who Jimmy Fallon is?
Yeah, I know him. But yeah, I doubt it. No,
So you say false.
probably not, yeah.
Okay. And the last one is about computers and your health. An average person normally blinks 20 times a minute, but when using a computer, he or she blinks only 10 times a minute.
Oh man, maybe that's not true. I'd go with false.
Okay.
I think
Okay.
I'd go with the false one, yeah.
Okay. So for now, I can tell you have one fail.
Oh, cool.
And it's
which was that?
The Jimmy Fallon.
For real?
He actually studied computer science, but in his last year, he changed his major.
Ah,
I have no idea how the American college system works.
Yeah, how that works, yeah.
How major works and stuff. We just have a degree without majors. I'm not sure how to explain it. But yeah, you get one fail, and with one fail, you get a pretty standard tweet, which is just join me and add Zenit on the 404 podcast, and then the link to the stream.
I do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So after you've finished tweeting, we will talk about, I think, your favorite topic, which is you.
Me? Yeah, go on. Or give me a second. I'll just
quickly
type this thing out.
I'll just read what the chat is doing right now while you're tweeting.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Then we have a couple of guys in the chat. Hey, Ben. Hey, Scott. Hey, Caesar. Hey, Alexa. There's somebody in the chat called Alexa. I hope it doesn't trigger anybody's Alexa at home. Alexa, Alexa, Alexa. Then we have Technical Gamers.
All right, I'm done.
Mitko and Juju. Hey, thank you for joining today. Yeah, okay, so let's talk about you and your channel. You told us at the beginning you have a channel and you're also self-employed as a consultant. Yeah. So the most basic question, which is already also asked in the chat, is...
how did I start?
Yeah, how, why, how or why and why did you start with hacking and security?
I wasn't interested in computers for a long time. When I was, a kid or anything like that, I was just, playing games and that's all, nothing much. But later on, watching a bunch of hacking movies kind of pushed me to learning. One specifically was Die Hard 4. So I guess that's how I started learning a bunch of programming languages and different concepts. About computers, fundamentals, and things like that. So eventually got into security because it needs creativity, I guess. And I like stuff where it's more interesting because it's not always the same. So that's how I got started with hacking.
You became a hacker because you saw a hacker in the movie.
Yeah, because I saw Die Hard 4, exactly.
Is Die Hard 4 a hacker movie?
Yeah, sort of.
I'm asking because I've never seen it. So please
okay.
F in the chat. Sure.
Oh, it's basically a hacking kind of movie where they take down, they black out the city, take down gas lines and things like that. Basically a fire sale. But actually the great thing is he, in the actual movie, the hacker, I don't know his name, he uses Nmap. So from there, I actually got started. Okay, this is a tool that I can look into. So yeah.
It's a legit movie if they use Nmap.
Yeah, except Nmap, everything doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, they use Nmap in Matrix as well, I think.
Yeah, Matrix as well, yeah. And a bunch of other TV shows, I guess.
It's like Nmap, it's the one that everybody knows.
Yeah.
For technical gamers who asked the question as well, I hope this answered your question. Certainly an interesting way to get into hacking. So can you explain a little bit more about what you do? Not on a day-to-day basis, but like what you do on your channel or at work.
Going with the channel, I don't see a lot of you know, web hacking 101. I didn't see, at least now there are a lot of other web hacking kind of series coming out, great ones. So I thought, you know, why not give a good start for a lot of people who are getting into it? But of course, I'm just not interested in web. I dig everything pretty much. So hopefully, eventually, I push more content related to CTFs, different stuff like low level, maybe hardware someday, things like that. So yeah, it would be interesting, but mostly around security. Coming back to my job, I work as a security consultant. I just have one client at the moment, and it's been going well with them for about a year. So yeah, that's the only thing that I'm doing currently. And also the live overflow part, yeah.
So you mentioned the live overflow part. For the listeners that didn't watch the video of live overflow when he reached like 300,000 subscribers, he announced that Pwn Function will be his technical writer for his blog posts. I think that was what it said.
I guess that's the title, yeah.
So when you head over to liveoverflow.com and see a post, it may be from Pwn Function. I'm not sure if the author is displayed on his blog.
Yeah, it's actually displayed in this blog.
Okay, cool.
I have to complete a lot more blog posts than I'm actually writing at the moment. From next week, I'll actually get more work done. But apart from that, out of all those things, not everything is written by me. Of course, the research is done by him. I just translate the video into understandable blog posts. That's all.
Is it an interesting kind of work to do?
Actually, I kind of like it because I wanted my work, since I do kind of like three kind of jobs, because, you know, I do the YouTube thing, I do my security consulting, and then I do live overflow part. I don't get much time to learn other things that I want to. So, but I kind of include the learning part at the work as well, because if I'm doing security consulting, I learn at the same time because it's needed for the work. And similarly, for the video, obviously I had to research before I make a video. And similarly, going with the same thing, Live Overflow, he has done the most of the work, and I just understand it and learn something new every time and then convert them into blog posts. So during the work, I just try to learn as much as possible, and also maybe in some free time to read some blog posts and stuff like that.
Do you even have free time?
Not really. I sleep less. I guess that's the sacrifice you gotta make.
To become a famous YouTuber.
I mean, not really. I don't care about the fame part, but just want to. I just like to learn. I'm like a black hole of knowledge, you know. I just want more knowledge.
Yeah, I understand. It's also really tiring at some point.
Yeah, tiring. Yeah, but it's worth.
Yeah, definitely. I have the same feeling. At my work, I also do security for the people that don't know. And yeah, I can definitely understand the always learning part. So,
yeah. You're a penetration tester, right?
Yes. Well, I do a lot of stuff at work. I also do software engineering and some network and system engineering and maintenance from time to time. But
How do you have time?
I don't. No,
cool.
Yeah. No, free time is very scarce. Now it's okay because usually I have to study because of school, but right now it's like summer break, so I don't have to go to school and don't have to work as much, so I'm using the time to write more blog posts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I hope it works well. On to the next question. What you said, you don't care about the fame of YouTube, but do you have any plans for YouTube? I mean, the fame is not usually the part most people go for. I think money is more of a reason for most people that start a channel, or even just having a creative outlet. Maybe for some fame is also a reason, but what are your plans? Are you going?
Never started out making videos for, monetization or fame. I like to keep it like that, I guess, but since it takes a bit of time, and it takes my work time, the actual security consultant time, I might be able to incorporate, in the future, get some monetization out of the YouTube videos. And having a partnership at the moment with Integrity is kind of doing the work, I guess. I think I just like to put out the research that I kind of come across and maybe help a lot of people understanding or digesting the complex topics in simple words, or maybe, good examples and things like that. That's all mostly I care about, I guess. But yeah, having a monetization is also a great thing, of course.
So, speaking of monetization and integrity, you have an integrity partnership with Integrity, the bug bounty platform.
It's a new bug bounty platform
Yeah.
coming up, I guess, the new guy in the block. But yeah, it's they reached out and they were like, cool, okay, we could do some partnership thing going on, since I don't even enable monetization on my videos. So they thought, just giving a little shout out was a great thing. It could help both of us reach a lot more people and hopefully spread more knowledge. So yeah, like I said, my work part, the security consulting.
Sorry, are you still here? I think we lost tone function, or maybe we're having some technical difficulties. So maybe this is the perfect time to spam the ad button.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm not sure what happened though.
I'm not sure either, but let's just be happy that it works again. Sorry for the
Okay,
technical
cool.
difficulties, chat.
Where did I stop? F's in the
You,
chat.
yeah, spam F's in the chat, please. You were talking about the Integrity sponsorship, and then suddenly it stopped.
Okay, so I just repeat the entire thing. All right. So, yeah. Okay, the comments, F's in the chat. All right. Like I said, the Integrity sponsorship, wow, if I could speak, is kind of going well, I guess, because I'm taking a couple of hours of work for my security consulting and putting it into the actual video. So, I might as well might be able to make a little bit along the way. And yeah, for now, it's about for 10 videos as a partnership sort of thing. See how that goes, reach more people, share more knowledge, and hopefully it continues into a better path.
Mm. Yeah, I hope so for you. I was really surprised to see that on your last video that you had partnered with Secret Team. Because I just recently came across Integrity because they had like bug bounties for open source software sponsored by the EU.
I think you made a video on it, right?
Yes, exactly. And this is where I came in contact with them. But
okay, cool.
Do you actually do bug bounties as well?
I used to. Not so much there, because again, there's no much time for me. Maybe I need like 48 hours or something in a day.
We can arrange that. We have the technology.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. But yeah, I don't do much of bug bounties. But if I can you hear the dogs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you can hear the dogs.
No problem.
All right, so it's not mine though, so. All right, so the bug bounty part, if I come across something that I'm researching and I'm trying on a real world, bug bounty program, if it works, then I submit it, but I don't go out and target something and usually find bugs and report. It's usually, I just, came across it randomly.
Yeah, that's been my experience so far as well. I kind of find it hard or to find the time to target like one bug bounty program or
it's and it's gonna take a while as well, because you need to understand the asset quite well to find the bug, I guess, and a lot of people are looking at it as well, so
yeah, so you may find something that somebody found 5 minutes before you.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
I've got a ton of duplicate reports, yeah.
So, I think I hear that it's a stressful job being a YouTuber. Are you planning on doing more videos in the future, or?
For sure, yeah. The next one's going to be with Live Overflow. And hopefully it's gonna be in the next week, if I could make my schedule proper, I should be able to upload every single week, at least one video every single week, and I hope that I get to that stage very quickly.
I think your videos are very time consuming to make, also Live Overflows, because you do a lot of animation. Well, not a lot, but you do some animation, and I think that's the most time-consuming part of doing a video.
Yes.
Other than actually doing the research. Or challenge.
Yeah, sometimes it's more, the research takes a lot more time
but the research is kind of the fun part.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then the editing is, I don't know, sometimes...
For me, editing is okay at the moment. It's not really frustrating or anything. I kind of like it, but I don't know if I'd like it in a year or something.
Yeah, because it's if you do it long enough, you become faster at it, which is nice, but it also becomes repetitive, which is kind of boring.
Yeah, always boring. I always hate repetitive things.
Yeah, that's why we have Python to automate everything.
Yeah, I wish I could edit my videos using Python.
Maybe you can. You could write an AI to edit your videos.
But yeah, but it doesn't put, it wouldn't be like I want it to, usually at least.
You just need enough sample data to fit it.
It would take a longer time. To do research and write an AI for it.
Yeah, that But in the long run, if you do this for 20
In the
years,
long run, yeah. If I'm doing it for 20 years, I'm sure I'll have another person edit my videos for sure.
Yeah, but the AI is for free, you know? The person, you gotta pay a person, but the AI, you just need the hardware.
Yeah, and
And the software.
pretty great brain to create that as well.
You can do everything with Python. Continuing on, I think we have heard enough about you. Maybe if the chat has
Yeah,
some
sure.
question for you, chat, if you have some question for Pwn Function, you've got about 5 minutes to post it in the chat. So come on. Let's wait, maybe the chat has some question for you. If not, we will go on to the next part.
Yeah, cool, for sure.
By the way, while the chat is thinking about questions to ask you, I want to plug my Patreon. If you want to support this podcast and my entire channel and blog, if you think it helps, go to patreon.com/zanidd, that's ZANIDD, and support me if you like. You can start with as
Yeah,
low as
support him.
$1, which I think everybody can afford, and it helps me make the videos. Well, it doesn't help me directly make the videos, but as you heard, it's time consuming, and it's nice to see a reward, or at least having it be self-sustainable with all the equipment and stuff to buy. Yeah, you can also support me by checking out NordVPN in the description. Oh, okay, we have two questions so far.
Can you do the Fortnite default? I wish I could dance.
Which one is the Fortnite default dance? Is this the one with the loser sign at
I
the
don't
top?
know how to explain it though.
Where?
Explaining dance is even harder.
Maybe you can send me a video, then we can make a GIF.
Yes. Can you do the XSS version of yours, like the video on XSS? For sure, yeah. Maybe 2 to 3 weeks. I originally planned to do the XSS video, but later down the road, I got stuck with a bunch of researching and also playing Google CTF a bit, just a little bit. So, yeah. Making videos on Google CTF at the moment, only like two videos, that's all. And then after that, I'll get back to the actual web security 101 thing. How's your day? Day is going great. Mistake, m my thick, sorry. My thick, mythic. I'm not sure. I'm sorry for butchering your name, but it's great. How about you?
Also has or has Elliot has his calling
What
himself.
type of bug bounty was the first you came across slash done? You mean
Think he means
what was my first bug which got paid? Probably a CSRF, a simple one. Which didn't really care about the token, just a simple CSRF, yeah.
did they at least have a token?
Nah, the entire
Okay.
application lacked token.
I recently found an application with a token, but that accepted if you didn't send the token. You could just send either an empty token or no token at all, and it would accept it.
Ah.
What is your favorite category in CTFs?
My favorite category, it's probably web and I don't know much of reversing, but I like to say reversing, but I go with pawn. Yeah. I wish I could be in a cool reversing dude, but it takes a lot of time and yeah. It's web and pawn at the moment. But I do other things as well, like miscellaneous challenges, randomly pick one off the top. If it has a good name to the challenge, I would probably do that one.
Oh, Mayfic, or however his name is pronounced, says his day is fine as well. What have you
Oh,
guys
my thing. Oh,
been
cool.
working on?
Glad to hear. What have you guys been working on? I'm just, I just had a small vacation kind of thing. Should get back to figuring my schedule together and get back to work, real work. I've just been procrastinating all freaking month, to be honest.
But that's
I don't know
nice.
for what reason. I've been learning some other stuff instead of security. I've been learning biochemistry and I don't know, maybe a bit of astrophysics and things like that. So I don't know. I don't know what I've been doing with me, with my life at the moment, but I'll get back for sure.
Astrophysics. That's
I just
nice.
like to learn a bunch of science related math, anything that interests me.
Are you familiar with Cosmos? Or
You mean the cosmos, the entire cosmos?
no, I mean Cosmos, the documentary with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Ah, I think I've seen it.
It's
It's been a while.
like the astrophysics science without the math.
Yeah.
Pretty relaxing and has a lot of nice pictures of the cosmos.
Yeah. Mostly just watching YouTube videos and looking at some research paper, that's all.
So, have you already arrived at the point where the answer to everything is quantum physics and string theory?
Not really. I mean, it still confuses me a bit here and there. I think about edge cases and things, stuff like that, so I don't know. Just gets crazy down there.
When I hear such things like, we're going a little bit off topic here, but it's rare to find somebody else to talk about astrophysics too, which I like a lot too. Maybe you heard it. What was my question? Oh yeah, so we have two theories, the general relativity and the quantum mechanics, and they work individually on their scale, like quantum mechanics works on small things. General relativity works on big things. So to oversimplify it. But together they still don't work. The string theory was like an idea to find a solution that makes them both work. But I always think, what if it's just a simple if statement? Like,
It's like they propose a theory which matches the current
yeah.
situation the best and
But maybe it's just a simple if statement, like if something is big, apply general relativity, else
what?
apply quantum mechanics. I don't know. I've always asked, did nobody come to this conclusion that maybe it's just a simple if statement? No, if we're living in a
It's
simulation.
much more than that if you get deep into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it was just a little joke. So sorry for that off-topic derailment over here. Let's continue with the questions that I've prepared actually. Especially with the next segment, which
string
theory crashed because of cancer. Yeah.
Sure, it did. Yeah. Why not?
I should do a podcast about astrophysics, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Just have a bunch of people who have interest in this, and then, you know,
talk every week.
We could talk about it, yeah, all day long.
Yeah. Also, a good book for astrophysics, if you don't want to mess with the math behind it, also by Neil deGrasse Tyson, is Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. It's like 200 or 300 pages long.
Yeah, it's a small book, yeah.
Yeah, it's really small and really interesting as well, even if it doesn't have math, or maybe this is what makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's go on with the podcast. The next section is quick questions to loosen up a little bit. These are quick questions, simple questions, mostly this or that questions where you have to pick which one you like more.
All right.
Okay, so let's start. Linux or Windows?
Linux.
Bing,
even though I use Windows.
But you like Linux more.
A lot, yeah.
Why are you using Windows, Fen?
It's just been, I don't know. I have a setup which is sort of working for my Windows at the moment. I have to research more on figuring it out on Linux. I do have a dual boot with Arch Linux, i3, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I do use it from time to time, but not every day.
Do you have a nice rise on your i3?
Yeah, actually, I did post it on Twitter.
Oh.
Way back. I don't know when.
You should post it on Reddit, like R Unix porn.
Oh, yeah. I got the tweet.
Is full of Arch and i3. Or PSPWM.
I did take a lot of inspiration from looking at a lot of pictures from there. That's the tweet.
Okay, let's go on with the quick questions. Bing or Google?
Google.
Tabs or spaces?
Spaces?
Why?
Spaces.
Why? I understand for YAML files, but...
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, next question. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Nintendo or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Why not Nintendo?
I haven't played both. I just picked a random one.
So are you usually playing on the PC?
I usually play on the PC.
So that's
why... Usually, I mean, once a month. Yeah. I don't play games that much. Yeah.
So that's why you have a Windows machine.
not to play games though.
So let's go on. The chat is asking you to post your rise in the chat. If you found the link to it. And for all the listeners listening in on another platform, now you know that you have to watch the live stream to get all the juicy details. Did you lose it again?
No, I had it, but this thing's killing me. The YouTube comment is saying I can't post it because it has my name. So here we go. I have a bit.ly. Remove any web addresses and try again.
You can send it to me via Discord and then I'll post it in the chat because I am allowed. Posted for some reason.
Yeah, I sent it.
Yeah, thank you. I've got it. Now I just need
Temple OS. What?
Okay, so it is in the chat now. Why does your screen fetch say Ubuntu? You're a pretender. A liar.
No. Not really. I have multiple. I don't even know. I have multiple hard drives, so this should be one of them. So I kind of have the same setup, config file, and different.
Dot files. You're sharing them around. Okay. Nice. So let's come to the actual topic of tonight. Besides you, which is the Capital One data breach. Have you heard about it?
Not really. You told me that earlier. Like I said, I've been on the vacation.
I'll do a quick recap TLDR, if you want. So around 106 million records of almost 106 million people were exposed. So banking information, social security numbers and stuff. Like names, addresses, dates of birth, credit scores, transaction data, social security numbers, linked bank accounts numbers and everything. And the reason for this hack was that they were using AVS, like cloud services, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was a misconfigured firewall in the Capital One network. And the lady who hacked the Capital One data and leaked it, she leaked it on GitHub with her handle and tweeted about it, and she got arrested. But she did that because, in her opinion, she didn't do anything bad because she didn't hack anything. Like, it was just open to the public. Like, the firewall was misconfigured that badly. But, yeah, I don't know, maybe you can add something to the discussion. Maybe the chat has something to say about it.
There was a misconfigured firewall? Like, they had, like, a local administrator-only full control admin panel or something that shouldn't have been accessible outside the local network, but she somehow did. Is that how she got it?
She was a former Amazon employee.
Okay.
So maybe she's familiar with the infrastructure. But like, they put their own firewall before their AVS stuff, and they misconfigured the firewall so that I think everybody could leak the data. But it was fixed, I think, really quickly. Too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can add something to the discussion, but if you're not familiar with the topic.
Yeah, no familiarity at all.
But the chat has a new question for the quick question section.
Cool. There's multiple questions.
Vim or Emacs?
Vim.
Vim. That's nice. Vim, all the things. Sorry. Allergy. So, it was nice talking to you about yourself and astrophysics. Uh-huh. And also nice.
We didn't actually talk much about it, though.
About what?
We'll do it next time.
Yeah, next time. Definitely. So thank you very much for joining.
Cool, no problem, my pleasure.
Maybe to wrap things up, you maybe have some like finishing words, like advice for your younger self Yeah, let's go with that. What would an advice be that you would give to your younger self?
I don't know, honestly. Probably I'd like to keep it the way it is, because maybe changing things a little bit would change the entire thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
but regardless, let's say they're in a hypothetical situation, I had to give myself some sort of an advice or something, I'd say probably rely on the intuition rather than bag of tricks. That's what I would say.
And that's your last word on this podcast. Thank you very much for your advice. I hope the chat enjoyed the podcast. I hope the listeners that are listening to the recorded one are enjoying the podcast as well. And I hope to see you in September on the next episode of the podcast.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for joining me. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.